Coast 104.5. Thank you so much for being up and at 'em in the morning. 7:13. Dante Marsh is hanging out. What's good, my friend? We're going to do some good news. This is why we do the good news, baby. So the good news, Dante, is just different stories that are just of a nice, feel-good nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to hang with me while we do good news.
I like that. Okay? Let's do it.
So a 23-year-old cop in Arkansas named Cody. Oh, no.
Get the story straight.
Yeah, no. I went to a bug story that I did earlier, which was on yesterday's sheet, so I got to go to today.
Don't give him old news.
I know. I almost just did. Okay. A bakery in East Texas posted a photo on the FB of rainbow cookies for Pride Month, and I guess they got a ton of shade and hate for it. People canceled orders, unfriended them online. But by the next day, there was a line around the block with new customers who wanted to support the dial.
That's how it should be.
Another unlikely graduate got their diploma. I love hearing these stories because you always hear these stories like this time of year of like unlikely graduates. A 94-year-old woman, Grace Smith, she graduated from Hazel Green High School in Alabama. It was 1942. She had to drop out when her husband went off to fight in World War II. She was a school bus driver for 30 years. And can you believe it? She just got her diploma. How cool is that?
Nice. I don't know if she needs it anymore, but
I wonder that. In some of these stories, you hear like, oh, that's so sweet. But I think
some people just want to do stuff for them, you know?
Yeah, here's some audio.
I am so grateful. Thank you so much.
She never, ever mentioned regretting anything in life. You know, she would never take it back because she absolutely loved my grandfather, and that was just what she wanted to do. But I think this was very important to her.
Someone with a metal detector recently found an old dog on a beach, old dog tag, rather, on a beach in Jersey. Tracked down the guy's family. He's in Texas. He was in the Coast Guard 50 years ago and has since passed away, but his family were super thrilled to get it back. This is kind of like that story you hear about in Ventura. In the old theater there, they found a wallet in the attic. I don't know how it got in the attic. But it was a customer left it there like 60 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And they look at it. It's like, remember back when you used to hold pictures in your wallet?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like just a bunch of pictures.
My grandpa used to have pictures in his wallet.
Yeah. Here's some audio.
It's Memorial Day weekend. The first thing I thought was, you know, maybe I should try to return these to whoever they belong to.
It's pretty incredible. We posted a picture. We told them where it was. And within maybe 5-10 minutes, we started receiving messages from folks that actually work at the Coast Guard here in Cape May. And one gentleman, he said, don't worry, I'm going to figure this out.
This is probably one of the most personal items that I've found. It's going to be a pleasure to give it back.
So cool. And finally, in the good news segment with Adam and Mr. Dante Marsh, this is good news. I don't know if you have this in your family. If someone does, dementia, Alzheimer's, a new drug has just been approved by the FDA. And it's been shown to slow the cognitive decline of people living with Alzheimer's. It's the first new Alzheimer's drug that they've approved in 20 years.
Wow, that's
but like,
big.
They're saying this is going to be, you know, at least for now, a real game changer.
That's big.
Ooh.
That's big. That affects a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, and that's got to be a tough. I haven't had it hit my family, but like when you talk to people who has, like, that's tough because like it's like you lose the person
that, like, you know. While they're right in front of you.
And while they're right, I know. Yeah,
while they're right in front of you.
I know. It's wild. So I just, my heart goes out to all that. But man, Alzheimer's drug, FDA, first one in over 20 years. This is good to go.
That's my favorite for sure.
Yeah, that's good. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Dante Marsh about just the music, the vibe setters, what's going on, how you keep that beautiful hair, how it all goes down. Dante Marsh is up and Adam in the morning hanging out at its coast.
With Up and Adam in the Morning.
It's Coast 104.5. Thank you so much for being Up and Adam in the Morning. It is 7:27. My man Dante Marsh is in studio hanging out. What is going on, dude? No, so let me catch up with you for a minute. Like, how have you been? What has been going on? I know, like, music, as far as, like, I mean, I would see you here and there, and but what has this been like?
So when the first shutdown happened last March, I didn't have any gigs, and I went back to Nashville and lived with family for like 5-6 months, And I ended up writing an entire album while I was back there. I didn't play any gigs. I just was in the house with my family and ended up writing.
Were you going crazy? Because you're a real social dude. I mean, I at least had Lady I Fancy at home, and we like hunkered down together, and it was like we had a great time. Like I really liked kind of the inward aspect of things because it's not really me, and it was kind of interesting. But did you kind of find solace in that, or were you just kind of like stern?
I actually, as social as I am, I can actually do both.
Yeah,
I like me time as well too.
Yeah,
and what I really appreciated was being able to be with my grandma every single day.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. Okay. Yeah, she's doing great. And she loves Slow. She came out here last, like right before everything shut down. She was here in like January. And she got to see the band play and everything. But no, she's doing great. They're actually planning to get back out here in September for my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But speaking of September, I saw the lineup for Concerts in the Plaza. You are closing that beast out.
Yes, sir.
Dude.
And the Vibe Setters. Yeah, Concerts in the Plaza, September 24th, which is 2 days before my birthday. So just come celebrate early with me.
Now, how do you get... Can you be like, hey, yeah, I want to do concerts. I'm flattered. I'd love to. Because you're probably supposed to do it last year during COVID. Then it got canceled.
Right, exactly.
And then you go, yes, but you have to understand. I got to close this beast.
Well, I never talk about myself like that. You know, like, I just do what I do and, like,
let I just think it's a fitting closing for, I mean it's going to be, you're going to tear the roof that's not there off that place. It's going to be pretty gnarly.
And we have some ideas for, like, new stuff that people haven't seen us do yet.
Oh, damn.
That will be very fun.
You mean, like music? Or,
yes,
like,
we're
shtick?
We're going to do things musically that people haven't seen us do before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what that is.
All right.
I see you're trying to get it out.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Fire Spinners. No. Like I said, musically.
Right.
Musically, we are going to do something different that you haven't quite seen the Vibe Setters do yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many, I know you, Johnny... give me all the Vibe Setters. Who is everybody? How deep you guys going?
There's five of us. We got Gerald Purify plays the kit.
Dude, that's a cool name.
Yeah, dude.
Is that his real name?
All of these dudes are legends.
Gerald Purify?
I really believe they're like my Avengers of a band.
Yeah, right.
There's Gerald Purify on the kit, John Millsap, who was the first addition to... I started playing with
John. I remember when you first started, like one of the first times I ever played with him in like Crush Studios and stuff.
Yeah. So John Millsap doing the lead guitar and background vocals. Drake Freeman is playing the bass.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Costa is doing the bongos and percussion for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And myself, Dante Marsh.
Yeah.
As the lead.
How do you kind of manage, like, and I asked Dan Curcio questions like this. It's interesting because, you know, here you have someone who is the vision of the music, but, you know, Dan will tell you, like, I just met his guitar player his new one, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's going to play some eight string. This guy's unreal.
No, I know Gary. He plays the bass and the guitar at the same time.
Yeah, he's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, obviously Dan has like deference like for the blessing that he's able to play with Dan.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, these people are fulfilling. So it's like part of you are like, hey, we're directing people to play my music and my vision.
Mm-hmm.
But I also very much need this to be a collaboratory effort. Is that a weird, awkward line to ride? Or does it work well? Are there ever like fights and things like that?
I'm so grateful for my guys because all of them are their own superstars.
Like, yeah.
They could all have their own bands, you know? But everybody's so humble. And everybody respects my vision. And, you know, we just work together very well. Like, we don't just play in a band together. We love each other.
Yeah.
And we love to hang out with each other. And we want to see each other succeed. You know, and we know that we're the best together doing what we're doing, you know. So, yeah, we've never had a single, even whatever is before a fight, whatever that is.
Yeah.
We haven't even had that. So I'm really grateful for my guys.
Shush, is my favorite part. This is good. I like this. Dances on the Wind. Yes. See, you do that, those like little ad-lib sounds, and they're so cool.
Thank you.
It's just, I don't even know if you ever sing the same song twice the same way.
That.
Do you?
I mean,
do you like a familiar way you'll sing like Jungle Boy or something like that and be like, and know I'm going to do these little ad-libs in a certain spot?
You know what? So I've noticed that over time, the way that I sing songs definitely changes.
Yeah.
Some of my friends actually got mad because I wasn't singing Jungle Boy the same way.
Really?
They were like, oh, we're used to it being like this.
Uh-huh.
And I was changing it up.
You can't rein in Jungle Boy.
I know, but like, it's just like, it's a way of keeping myself entertained.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I find something new and different, and then I just kind of like segue to that for the time being.
So. You almost turn your acoustic guitar situation into a little of a percussionary instrument as well.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And kind of like we're talking about Gary playing the bass and the guitar at the same time, you'll just be strumming and picking, but like you have this, like you'll do these knocks mm-hmm. on the guitar that are almost mm-hmm. you know, like they're almost like little congas.
Keeps you like in the beat. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty sweet. We got mm-hmm. Dante Marsh hanging out. We're going to come back.
Yeah.
Continue. It is Coast 104.5. It is Up and Adam in the Morning.
This is Up and Adam in the Morning.
All that you want. Coast 104.5, it's Up and Adam in the Morning. My name is Adam Montiel. It is now 7:44. It's a beautiful Tuesday. Dante Marsh.
Yo.
In studio. What is up? I know it's early, my man. I'm so appreciative that you're here.
It speaks volumes for how much I love you.
I'm very lucky. And it's mm-hmm. great. It's fun to talk to you off the air.
Yeah.
It's fun to like hang with you. It's fun to have you on the air.
No, it's always, it's from the first time I came in here to, you know, hang out. It's always a blast to just be here and just hang out. It's cool to talk to everybody, you know, on the air, but like, you know, just be here and hang out and catch up is always fun.
So I don't know how into like true crime stuff you're into. I know it's popular, true crime podcast, true crime this, everyone, you know, we're always watching like Dateline or 2020, all mm-hmm. these things. These people took things to a new level. A couple, she's got a, I think they're making this a television show or a podcast actually. But what happened was this couple in Yonkers, they had kind of a dark.
Where's Yonkers?
New York.
Okay.
They had a dark hobby where they would like write pen pal letters to serial killers.
Oh, wow.
With the hopes of just like, because they wanted to kind of understand where their minds were, which mm-hmm. I don't know if it's something you probably want to do, but, they were kind of into it, and they're like, and then one of the dude was actually a correctional officer.
Oh, wow.
So they would write to these people, and they ended up getting letters since the 70s, 80s.
From all these different serial
from
killers.
From all of them.
Wow.
I mean, like Richard Ramirez, Son of Sam, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow.
I mean,
have you ever seen Mindhunter? That makes me think of Mindhunter.
What is? Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's a Netflix original show, and it's like based off of these guys that basically he's going in to talk to all of these different, all of those guys.
Yeah.
He goes to wherever they are locked up and goes to talk to them to figure out how their mind works.
Oh,
you know,
shoot.
He just wants to have conversations with them and figure out like, why are they doing this, you know?
Oh, that sounds really good.
It is really good.
Yeah.
I recommend it if you're into that kind of stuff.
But,
which I'm not, and I still liked it.
Yeah, but imagine, like, when your refrigerator has letters from, you know, the Night Stalker, Manson, for crying out loud. And he would even pretend, you know, to the serial killers that were gay, he would pretend to be gay and write some things.
Get them to open up.
Yeah, and then they would, like, but I mean, like,
when, no pun intended.
Yeah, but when one of them, like when, so then Richie, the guy in the thing, he passed away, mm-hmm. and the girl wrote, one of the serial killers, like he said he actually cried. Like he, so these people, this couple were actually like friends.
You develop a relationship.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know, I saw this article, I was like, no way, so this is going to become a podcast, and then he would like send, like he sent, like Jeffrey Dahmer, like imagine you could just send Jeffrey Dahmer a quiz on who are your favorite colors? Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite? Nobody knows I'm ... Like, and then you read the answers like, oh my God, these people are just like, I don't know that it's like, my mom would always say this. She's like, you don't want to mess with that because, you know,
right.
if you believe
right.
in evil and you believe like a, it's like, I don't know if you want to mess with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an evil person and I, like, some friends were even talking about, like, getting shot the other day. And I was like, I don't even think about it. or talk about it because we have so much power in our speech and like thinking and speaking, manifesting things into existence. So knowing me consciously knowing that I can like be the architect of my reality, I don't even like to think of those types of things.
Or put words to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I'll think
I don't want to summon it.
Yeah, I'll think, oh, remember when Adam made that joke about this happening and then it happened? Like, I don't want to be that. Right. I don't want to be that. Right. You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, thank you.
No, thank you at all. Dante's here. It's 7:48. We're going to do some headlines. Now, because of my love for you, I would never force you or make you feel pressure to sing. Do you feel like you want to? I know you brought your guitar, but what are your thoughts? Your honest thoughts. It's fine either way.
I think I might be able to play a song.
Maybe
not right now.
No,
I need, when we take a break, I need to make sure everything works.
Okay, very
And we'll come back around to it.
All right. And then also coming up actually right after 8 o'clock, you and I are going to give away tickets to Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
Hit me with your best shot.
I didn't even know I had tickets to that.
Yeah.
Well, you do.
But I'm giving you tickets.
Nice.
And you're going to give them to someone.
Nice. Okay. Perfect.
That's coming up just after 8 o'clock. Dante Marsh is going to give you tickets to Pat Benatar. Right now, though, we got some local headlines. Do you want to read a liner? Like radio style?
Or you want me? Nah, you got it. That's all you.
Voted the best solar value on the Central Coast. Solar Ponics installs the highest quality components at the best prices. Established in 1975, the oldest solar company in California. Call 466-5595 or visit solarponics.com. What would you guess?
Net.
Come.
This is Up and Adam in the Morning.
Coast 104.5. It is Up and Adam in the Morning. Adam on Teal with you, 804. My man Dante Marsh hanging out like co-host style. We're going to see if he wants to do some live music in a second. We got to give away Pat Benatar tickets. I had a question for you because I've always loved your ability to, one, watching you on like, let's say a stage at like Slow Brew Rock or a stage that you're commanding with the band, with a crowd, is one, certainly an epic way to appreciate you. But I've seen you on like a patio with like 25 people and just own that, but in an intimate way. Do you approach what you do in the same way if it's 25 or 2,000? Or is it very much of a mindful like, no, I'm this Dante when I'm around 25. I'm that Dante when I'm around 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Well, I'm very conscious of space, so it just depends on what those 25 people are like.
Yeah.
Because the Black Sheep shows that I did like when I first moved to town, those X amount of people, which wasn't that many, but they were ready for the moment, and I could be as free as I wanted to be, and I knew that.
You did some Michael Jackson cover that just about floored me.
I play every Thursday at Hotel Slow.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of the same amount of people, but I don't have that same freedom, you know? So I know when I can be which. I know when I can be which side of me or part of me or bring out, you know, how free I can be, really.
From someone who's in a more intimate setting, but obviously in control and, you know, bringing people in, what are like the things to do and the things not to do? Like yelling out a request? Is that a faux pas or,
you mean as the audience?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, or, what are some things that you kind of like when a more intimate audience in that realm does? And maybe what are some things that we should know? Maybe don't do that if you want to be on the good side of the performer.
There's not too much you can do to really like
set you up. Set you off.
Me.
Right. Yeah.
And honestly, like if I know the cover that you want, I would love to play it. But
is it hard to wrestle because you have so many original songs that people are like starting to feel like as they've gotten to know you.
Right.
But it's also fun when I see the thing about covers for me, it's not so much me like getting my fix on a Michael Jackson song because you know me and I love one, but I love when I fall in love with a performer, it's like, ooh, I would love to see the way Dante Marsh owns this Michael Jackson song. To me, that's what I like.
Right.
So it's not so much like Dante play Michael Jackson for me.
Right. It's not like jukebox.
No.
But we have performers like that too. For a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a jukebox.
Is that right?
Yeah, for a lot of people, it's just like, I want to hear what I know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, honestly, I'll tell you what obsessed me the most.
Go ahead.
And it's not necessarily something that happens while I'm on stage necessarily.
Right.
But like, you know, like people know that I'm the band and I'm setting up and maybe I'm like by the bar grabbing a drink or in the bathroom washing my hands or something.
Sure.
And people are like, you playing reggae? And, you know, because I have the dreads, I'm going to get it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But it's just this, it's, you know, it's a stereotype that,
sure.
You know, that, no, it was, you know, we
do you
can.
Say do you say Yaman?
Dude.
It's got to be tough.
I've dealt with it in so many different ways. I've said yes. I've said no. I've told people I'm playing country music.
That's
I've told people I'm
that's
playing
good.
Screamo music.
That's good. Like, I'm playing country. No, I do not. I'm a Luke Bryan cover band.
It's still difficult for me to really.
Does it bother you? Does it truly bother you? Or does it just, is it a little annoying or what?
The reggae thing. It rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's almost like if, you know, like I was just a person of black skin and I was about to play music somewhere, they're like, are you going to play rap music?
Yeah, sure.
Or if I was a white person and they were like, oh, are you going to
play? With a cowboy hat.
Yeah. Are you going to play country hat. Music?
Exactly. Yeah.
Music doesn't have a face. You know, you can be you can look like anything and sound like anything.
Yeah.
Music doesn't have a face. It just has a feeling, you know.
Right. It's a really good point. I think people listening, hearing you position it that way, that's like, you're like, damn, yeah, that's true.
Music doesn't have hair.
Yeah, no, right. No, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could, you look at some of the people who may play reggae music and they go, oh, you think, but that's no, but it's like, no, like, it doesn't have to be that.
Right, right.
You know, exactly. It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just like on this like quest of trying to help people just see people for people and
look
past what we look like.
But no doubt, if you're at a Toots show, you're going to use that hair for your advantage, right? You're going to dance with that hair. You're going to feel it.
100%. 1,000%.
Tell me the story behind just you are a very put together and deliberate man with your style and your hair and your nails and your jewelry. And you have this aura about you that it's very masculine, but it's also got this like carefree femininity that is very powerful. You must know this.
Yeah.
It must be deliberate.
Yeah.
Talk about this a little bit because I think it's one of the things that guys, you could just bro out with me at the bar, and I think you and I really connected super quick and hit it off super quick. Obviously, there's no doubt ladies love Dante. I mean, that's just a thing. You know, I mean, ask you if you're single yet. I don't know what your story is, but so tell me when did you kind of fall into yourself?
I've always been myself. And growing up in Northeast Ohio, there's not, like, I was definitely myself. I definitely stood out. I definitely loved fashion. I loved the way that, you know, I love to wear cool clothes and my hair has always been long. My mom's been a hairdresser my entire life.
Mine was too.
So she's always taking care of my hair and whatnot. So that part was kind of easy. But then after, like, kind of honestly moving to California, I think there was just more sense of freedom in my life. And in anything, like, there has to be this equal balance of, you know, there's yin and yang. There's masculine and feminine. And after moving to California, for whatever reason, I just started to, I guess, embrace the feminine more. And understand it more. And it became a part of, I guess, the fashion. I had a friend that was doing like a clothing swap. And she was like, oh, I think this skirt would look good on you. And I never wore a skirt before.
But yeah.
I went to Lightning in a Bottle Music Festival and it was the right time to put a skirt on.
Yeah.
And
I can think of like that or Burning Man or something.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But now you might just catch me walking down the street with a skirt on.
No way.
You never see me in a skirt?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, if anybody can pull it off, it's Dante Martin. That's for damn sure. Shoot. Hey, are you ready to give away some Pat Benatar tickets?
Let's do it!
I love it. We got Dante Martin Studios going to do a little music in a minute. We're going to give away Pat Benatar tickets. 783-1045. Call now. And if you'd be nice to Dante, maybe he will hook you up.
Get you some tickets!
It's 104.5. It is Up and Adam in the morning. We have Pat Benatar coming to the Central Coast. This is a very big deal, as you can imagine, Mr. Dante Marsh. This is going to be a crazy show.
Of course.
783-1045. It's going to win it for this. Good morning. Who's this? Coast 104.5, it's Up and Adam in the Morning. Dante Marsh in studio. You ready to get a winner?
Let's do it.
You want to just go right to him?
Yeah, straight
right,
to
go
it.
Ahead. You answer. Go ahead. Hi, just say, hi, I'm Up and Adam in the Morning. You're Up and Adam.
Hey, Up and Adam in the Morning. This is Dante.
Wait, Dante, this is Donna. I'm Up and Adam with Dante in the Morning.
Hey, what's up,
hey.
Donna?
Hey, just getting to work. It was like, man, I want some Pat Benatar tickets.
Well, guess what?
The conversation you guys
guess
were
having. Guess what? You got tickets.
Yeah, yeah!
You got
I'm so excited. Yes, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah, Dante's kind of a pushover. You didn't have to do anything. He was just like, he just liked your vibe, and you're going now, it sounds like.
Oh, my God, I'm so happy. You just made my day.
Good.
Have you ever heard Dante's music before?
No, but I'm dying to now. I'm just, I'm so in awe. I'm fascinated by you.
Oh, have you been listening to the show, obviously? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, well, every morning on my drive.
I hope to see you at one of the shows soon.
Oh, just let me know where you are and I'll be there.
No doubt.
It's really, I mean, he's an incredible performer. Dante Marsh, check him out and look him up. And, yeah, you got to find a show. I want to check out your Thursday thing at Hotel Slow.
Yeah, that's fun. But, we're playing at the Siren on the 26th of this month.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're playing at Slow Brew Rock on July 10th.
Love it.
And like Adam was saying, we're playing Concerts in the Plaza on September 24th. You don't want to miss that.
Dude, are you going to do conditioning for that? That is going to be
an absolute...
That's gonna be nuts.
Yeah, when you see me, just remind me, like, hey, you gave me the Pat Benatar tickets. And I'll be like, oh my gosh.
You guys are already friends now.
I definitely will.
I got a big hug waiting for you.
Pat Benatar.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Pat Benatar coming to the Vina Robles Amphitheater with Neil Giraldo September 9th. Just scored tickets. We got them all week long. Listen, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you about some things, get some info from you. And Dante and I very much appreciate you being Up and Adam in the Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning.
Wake up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
Uh-huh. Coast 104.5. It is Up and Adam in the Morning. Hanging out with my friend Dante Marsh.
What's up? What's up?
So I was kind of talking to off the air. It's really interesting to piece together. Because I'm a fan of the process and a fan of studying how, one, songs, albums come together, but two, like the live music setting, especially from someone who's so innately good at it. And set lists, I sometimes think, like, how can you not do them? But someone like you, I wonder, you probably could just probably bust it and would not even worry about a set list. Do you worry about set lists or what?
The only time we worry about set lists is when we don't have all the time we want. Like, if I, like, am opening for someone, they're giving us maybe 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm used to playing for 3 hours. So how do I jam-pack everything that I want to do into a little bit of time?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just bigger stages, really. You usually don't have as much time. So you have to curate, you know, what you want to do and how you want to flow from one into the next and where the crowd is going to be at this time.
You know?
I mean, ultimately for us, we want everybody just going buck wild.
Sure. Yeah.
Like that's how our shows are.
You single now or what?
What do you say?
You single now?
Yeah, I'm single now. Mm-hmm.
It must be like, it's not even fair for someone like you to also hold a guitar and sing. It must be just like, it's just stupid. Stupid?
It works, but.
Yeah, I imagine,
you know,
it
like
works.
Being single can be exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever centered on a gal in the audience and like I'm gonna obviously like you're flirting with all of us because you're engaging all of us and you're gratiating all of
with
us
all of you yes.
Yeah, in a way, you know, performers do that.
Yeah
you're making all people try and like you. Mm-hmm. You know, and with your talent
you're right.
So but do you ever like center on a woman and be like, by the end of this,
sometimes
I'm gonna make sure.
Sometimes there's that one person in the crowd where it's like, and it's funny because like when I'm on stage, like everybody is looking at what I'm looking at. Like they're looking at me, but if I'm looking at something, they will be like, what's he looking at?
Yeah.
So like, I can't even like give myself up, you know, like I can't like,
yeah, we're going to be like, oh, Dante's feeling that girl over there.
I can't
in the
like
blue.
Lock yeah, 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 yeah. too much. I actually have some pretty funny photos that I'm going to show you, like blooper photos from the show the other day that my buddy took. And the he kind of like turned them into memes. And one of them was when Dante sees a big butt in the crowd.
Now, is it your idea to kind of do this on the DL and kind of low key? Or is this kind of like, no, I want her to know. I want everyone to know that I want her to know.
No, you know what I mean? I don't want everybody to know. I'm definitely like, I try to keep to my... I just try to keep it cool, you know, and casual.
Yeah.
I want everybody to know, like, hey, you girl, over there, keep front stage and dance.
Right. Like, what's the best? So, obviously, I'm sure here and there people will approach you. I mean, you're confident enough to approach anybody you would want to approach. But what is it like when, do you like when you're approached?
I do like when I'm approached.
Yeah.
Because I like confidence.
Yeah.
You know, I like... But, you know, there's all the, like, different variables of what it is you're looking for.
You think someone's more likely to come up to you afterwards and kind of approach you and let you know that they may be interested, or maybe, like, slide into your DMs? Like, hey, I saw you at Hotel Slow, da-da-da-da.
I've had both.
Yeah.
I've had both. I used to work at Forever 21 as a cashier.
Oh, you must have just got numbers for days there. You worked at Forever 21?
Yeah. I worked a lot of jobs before playing music.
Yeah.
But anyways, somebody came in and, you know, I took care of them, whatever. And then they called the store after and was like, hey, can I talk to, like, the guy with the dreads?
Yeah.
And, like, then tried to make their move then. And I was just like,
that's pretty funny.
It's funny.
That's pretty good. We're listening to Dante Marsh and the Vibe Set. The song is called Above Me. So, I mean, because I'm a child of the 80s and 90s, and I know you're younger than I am, but you still know everything I know, which I respect, you know, but I think of you with, like, I mean, you have this command, but, like, you also have, like, this exotic, like, I think of DeBarge, I think of, like, Usher, I think of, like, the people who, the like, shoot, Michael Jackson was king of just, like, throwing out these, like, ad-lib sounds from his mouth that was just feel. It's just the way I feel it.
Yeah.
I felt it at that moment, so it came out of my mouth at that moment.
Like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we would always make fun of, oh, Shamon, or hee-hee, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, but it was like, no, these were, like, guttural sounds that would come from him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously a little bit inspiration from MJ and some other folks.
Definitely MJ.
But probably a lot of people on a lot of different spectrums.
When I tell people what my music is, it's a combination of everything I've loved over the years coming through me in my own way.
Yeah.
So it creates a very specific and unique and organic sound, you know? And the more that I've gotten into the music, the more that I've been able to make those different sounds.
Yeah. You gotta be confident to do that. You gotta be confident to be on, even especially if you're around like 20 people, like, you know what I mean? Like,
this makes sounds.
It just shows like I'm feeling this music and I want, and it enables me, who I'm also, I mean, if I think, you know, I'd be timid if I were in your position. I'm timid just being a consumer of it and watching it, but it lets me feel more free. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. And that's all I want at the end of the day. I want everybody to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I wanna create, when I'm on stage, I want to create space for everybody to be as free as they don't get to be in day-to-day life, you know?
So you down to do a song?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to do it now or you want to do it in a second?
In a second, yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll come back. We're going to come back. Dante Marsh is going to sing live. Do you know what song you're going to do yet?
Yeah, it's one of the newer songs that I've written.
Really?
You'll only be able to hear it right now.
Oh, damn. Okay, cool. I'm excited. All right, Dante Marsh will sing next. It's Coast.
Wake Up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
Up and Adam in the Morning. What's happening, buddy?
It's Coast 104.5, Up and Adam in the Morning. In studio, my friend and yours, Dante Marsh.
Yo.
Musician, singer, songwriter. What have we learned? We learned he's single. We learned he can command a crowd. We learned... he's going to be closing concerts in the Plaza in September. So excited. That's back even, by the way.
I'm stoked. I mean, we didn't know, you know?
Yeah.
With
you were supposed to play last year and it got canceled because of COVID.
We were supposed to play last year, yeah. And they brought back a shorter series this year.
Yeah.
And I think our band is the only band that's never played it before.
Dude, and they're closing it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Thanks, Nisha.
Yeah. Thanks, Nisha. Yeah. I gotta do what I can to get the intros on that one. I want to bring you on.
Yeah.
Dude, no, Dante Marsh, the Vibe Setters. I love this. All right, he's look, this is one thing that you musicians don't normally do, and that is play in the morning. So it must be that he loves being up and at him in the morning, because he's armed with his guitar now. And tell me what we're going to sing and the significance of it, because when you sing an original song, there is significance.
There is significance. This is one of the more recent songs that I've written, and you know, I talked to you about, you know, my girl that I was with, and you know how crazy I was about her.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a song that I wrote after, you know, breaking up. It's probably, I think it's like a year old now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still new in comparison to all my other songs.
Sure.
But the, you know, the lyrics speak for themselves. The song's called Hey. Hey, little lady. Hey, little lady, yeah. Hey, little lady. I like the way you say what you say. Your brains look pretty and your lips taste good. I don't mind waiting forever and a day, just so I can be close to you. You're my watermelon, oh. You're my butter toast. You're my sweet potato, baby. You're my everything, oh yeah. You're my everything, oh yeah. Just believe me. I know that you can see me. Can you see how much that I'm yours? Oh, you're the only face I see when I close my eyes. And when I dream, I dream, I dream of you each night. Blessings up above, showing me what love. Oh yeah. You're my everything and more and more and more. You're my everything and more and more and more and more. You're so beautiful, yeah. So beautiful, yeah. Hey, little lady, I like the way you say what you say. Your brains are pretty and your lips taste good.
Dante Marsh, up and at him in the morning. Oh, man. And the thing about your songwriting, I mean, it just puts it out there. I mean, like, we didn't even, I could have talked to a lot of singer-songwriters about, oh, what's the precipice for this song, this and that. Like, you listen to the words, you know everything that song is all about.
Yeah, it's...
That one's just
like they talk, you know, the songs talk to you. Like, I tell the story to you.
Is somewhat of songwriting kind of freeing to be kind of putting it out there? I know some songwriters like to be, you know, a little bit cryptic. So like, maybe I didn't go through that exact same thing, but you write it in a way where I can kind of make it my own and apply it to my own things. I can see sometimes both sides of songwriting being, you know, they grab you. Both of those kinds of songwriting grabs you.
Who, me? Personally,
or just people, artists. Yeah, I mean, like, do you always write to just put it out there, or do sometimes you use a little bit more of a cryptic nature so it might be interpreted by somebody to mean whatever they want it to mean?
I mean, I'm definitely not, you know, creating stuff to make it difficult for people to understand. I'm telling the story the way it feels natural to, you know, tell the story, which is pretty straightforward,
yeah,
you know, and pretty much the truth. Maybe I try to find like something clever to, you know, a clever way to like say something, but
sure.
it's not a secret.
Yeah. She was your buttered toast.
Yeah,
dude, your sweet potato.
My sweet potato, my everything.
I mean, that's when you say those things. What was the first one? What's before buttered toast?
You're my watermelon.
My watermelon. See,
my watermelon.
You're talking about things that are home.
Yeah. And that's honestly
home.
That's honestly
your buttered exactly toast. That's home.
What she felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dante Marsh is up and Adam in the morning. We got more coming up. It's Coast 104.5. It is up and Adam in the morning. Coast 104.5. Up and Adam in the morning. The hunger is real in more ways than one, my friend. We learned the hunger is real in many ways with Dante Marsh. He is fierce when it comes to his stage performance and his ability to grab you in. I've been a fan since a little bit after you moved here. I think it was, it may have even been, was it Puffer who may have said, or was it Ryan who I met you through?
You probably met me through Ryan, for sure. You met me through Ryan.
Yeah. I know that Puffer had heard of you, and he was coming up from Pismo just to watch you at,
To check me out, yeah.
Yeah, you must have a tight, because there's nobody like Charlie Puffer.
So I met this guy when I lived in Los Angeles for a year before I lived in SLO, and it was hard to get gigs, and I was busking. For those of you that don't know what busking is, it's like playing on the
street. Shame on you first if you don't know what busking is.
For money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was playing in Santa Monica every day, and this guy was rollerblading past me, and he was like, yo, you ever let people play with you? And I was like, yeah, you know, come back. And he was good, and we played together and watched the sunset for months there. And then I told him that I was going to be moving up to SLO. And he's like, oh, I've never heard of it, but I'm going to the Bay to see a friend, and I'll stop and see you. So he stopped in Pismo and found his way into Charlie's place.
Sure, of course.
He was like, yo, Charlie, you got to book this kid, Dante Marsh. He just moved here, blah, blah, blah. And Charlie was like, oh, he just sent me an email. He's coming to open mic later this week.
Yeah.
And everything just kind of really happened organically. Like, Charlie and Puffers is all family. I love it there. And my friend that was here just visiting, passing through, got an apartment in Pismo. He was like, I love it here. He ended up staying in the Central Coast.
Shut up.
He was living in his van at the time, just traveling up and down the coast. But came to Pismo, fell in love. He was like, this place is magic. And I mean, I feel the same way. I'm still here.
Yeah. Charlie Puffers is a great dude.
And Charlie's a legend.
He's a legend.
We love you, Charlie, big time.
And he's another guy who hasn't lived on the Central Coast all that long.
Right, but you would think.
He's made his mark, like you. Pretty cool.
I've only been here for 3 years.
Has it been 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, you feel you want to stay?
I definitely want to stay, and I want to always have roots here, but I know that the trajectory of where our music is going is going to like take us on tour in different places and whatnot. But for now, I'll definitely be here. At some point, you know, things will take me elsewhere, but I will always have roots here and come back to the Central Coast. I'm not just going to like forget about it. This is like, I feel like I was like kind of born here in a sense.
Your boy Adam's here.
Yeah.
For real. You gotta...
I'll always be back.
Yeah, for real. Good. Well, this was a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
I know this is early for you, Dante.
I think
you pulled it off. You were a gentleman. You sounded like silk.
Thank you.
Voice sounded bomb. That was good.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I had fun. I always have fun with you.
Thank you for saying that. It means a lot. I love it. Just if I get a chance to see you, give you a hug at a bar, we sing a little bit of Usher or something nonsensical or just whatever, or just catch up on life. I mean, I feel like we've both shared a lot with each other.
It's always positive.
Yeah.
And and genuine.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing. Thank you for saying genuine, that. Yeah. I remember you, Lady I Fancy and I were doing a little bike thing in Cayucas, and you had just came back into town from Nashville.
Yeah.
And I met your brother, and it was just like, you pulled over, like, ah!
Yeah.
So you're right, it has always been very special, very genuine indeed. If you want to check out Dante Marsh and the Vibe Setters, they're going to be performing, of course, the final finale of Concerts in the Plaza. You could see Dante do his thing Thursdays at Hotel Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Where else can we find you? You have Siren date?
We're doing the Siren on the 26th of this month.
Yep.
That's a Saturday.
Nice. I gotta be there.
That's, we're doing Slow Brew Rock on July 10th.
Cool. Okay.
We are doing Castora
on
July 11th.
Nice.
We're doing Sea Pines on July 17th. So put these in your calendar if if it works.
And you can hook up with the Vibe Setters Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you got the dates
Instagram
on there.
Instagram page. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
The Vibe Setters. Check us out.
All right.
Check us out.
Dante Marsh is up in Adam in the Morning. Thank you, brother, for being here.
No doubt. Love you.
Love you, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out.
No doubt.
This was fun. Dante Marsh is up in Adam in the Morning.
Time to eat
breakfast. There you go. All right, coming up, we got tickets to Circus Vargas. 4-pack excited because the circus is coming to town starting in just a week or so, running through July 5th. Mr. V's Big Top Dream. Two ways to win. You can text me the word circus to 783-1045. Got a VIP 4-pack for you. Also, I'm going to be getting to the phone line 783-1045 in just a matter of minutes and hooking you up with tickets. It's Coast 104.5. Thank you for being Up and Adam in the Morning.
Wake up with Up and Adam in the Morning.
For Up and Adam in the Morning. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I'm just trying to tell you that this morning, you are slaying it.
On Up and Adam in the Morning.